Ich will Magdum sein. Als Klal Yisrael Kedoshim hem. Und sie der größte Tzadikim und größte Hanoges. Größte Tzadikim und Diffen Hanoges in der Alochis of Mayim Achroinim. And Kedarko Shel Teiro, you know, we speak sharp and we go duch the Inyonim, aber Avada Chas V'Sholem, we don't mean to be Mezalzel, and Kein Mineg Nisht, maybe we'll try duch the duch, what we're speaking, to show some interessante Minhogim that look against Shulchan Aruch, to explain that Fakot, Mekoiro Meharri Kodesh. I'm saying, Chas V'Sholem, we may nisht can redden af Kegin, af Keino nisht. In the Gemara in Chulin, in Kufhei Amud Beis steht, Maim Achroinim Choyvo. Maim Achroinim Choyvo. The Gemara zogt, why you have to wash Maim Achroinim? Zogt the Gemara, Omar Rab Yudah Bareda Rab Chie, Mipnei Ma'om Hu Maim Achroinim Choyvo. Why Chazal said, Maim Achroinim Choyvo? We're talking about Maim Achroinim, we're talking on the water that you wash in the end of the Seuda. There's three kinds of Maim. There's Maim Rishoinim, when you wash before the meal. There's Maim Emtsoim, what a lot of people are might be to wash in between the fish and chicken. We'll get to it maybe in a different time. It's the Meret of Maim Achroinim, in the end of the Seuda. So the Gemara, "Mipnei Ma'om Hu Maim Achroinim Choyvo, Shemelach Sdoinis Mesames Ha'enayim." As a Melach Sdoinis, and if this goes into the eyes, you become blind. And as a Chashash that you have in this salt inside of the Seuda, Rashi zot more from them. As the Adin of the Gemara that in every meal, Bekol Achiloscho Echol Melach. Every meal you have to have Melach. As the halach is as they, you have to have salt on the table, lekatchila even to dip the challah inside the salt, or the bread inside the salt, but at least to have salt on the table, you have to have meikar adina, the gemara. So every meal has salt, so it's a chash that the melach zdoinis will make you blind. Zog teises in broches dafnun gimel, kayoim she'ein melach zdoinis motzi b'neinu, is no chiv to wash maim achroini. Only in time of the Gemara was Melach Zdoinis. So there is a chash that this Melach will go into your eyes, the man will become blind. But as man has said, there is no Melach Zdoinis Motsu Beneinu. So if there is no Melach Zdoinis Motsu Beneinu, as man has said, you don't have to wash Maim Achroinim. The Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, in the end of the Simen, Seif Yud, Yesh She'ein Noyagim Litol Maim Achroinim, and it's Gibbont of this Teisvus. Teisvus Shem Bebroches. Zogt Rabbi Niyole, maybe Eilechenanu, we don't have Melach Zdoimis. But who knows? Maybe it's different kind of salts than Misames Ha'enayim. So you have to wash Maim Achroinim. So she does a thesis that this man has a you don't have to wash Maim Achroinim. Rabbi Yehuda is like, they're zogt. Maybe it's a different kind of salt that is dangerous to the eyes. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Rabbi Yehuda. What's about the halacha? There's another reason why you have to wash Maim Achroinim. It's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Gimel. The Pasuk says, V'yiskadashtem v'yisem kdoishim. V'yiskadashtem eilu maim rishonim, o emtsoim, v'yisem kdoishim eilu maim achroinim. Zog de roshan rabbi liyena, why? Your hands are dirty. It's not coming to the broche to make a broche with dirty hands. So it's a dinu b'gemora, you have to wash your hands because your hands are dirty. And it's not a covenant to the broche to make a broche with dirty hands. But my little fizer, bezman hazeh, you also have to wash your hands. I the Shulchan Aruch brings down one shita that you don't have to wash your hands. Zogim b'mefarshim, that shita will learn that today people eat with forks and knives. B'meila, you don't have to wash your hands. Senachabot. Before we go into the halacha, it's two shittas, it's two reasons to wash my machoinim. Other melach zdoimis, other because their hands are dirty. Shittas are tasteless that bizman hazeh is no melach zdoimis, and bizman hazeh people eat nicely, neat. The main is they don't have to wash my machoinim. Zog b'shulchan aruch, aber lo mezogel if you didn't eat neat. If your hands are dirty, then lekul ha'alma yuchay b'mayim achroinim. Like I heard once from one of the rabbanim, Moshe, if someone eats a falafel, then for sure yuchay b'mayim achroinim. You eat it with your hands are dirty, for sure. This is mamash that's every time in the Gemara. Then you mechoyim rik yuchay b'mayim achroinim. The Shulchan Aruch says the Loshon, Mishu istanis, v'rogi nitol yodav achar ha'suda, a person when he finished to eat, before he goes away, he washes his hands, he goes to the sink and he cleans them. This person is for sure mechuyev to wash mayim achroinim. Okay, this, now let me get, this is the Rosh Tate in the Aloche, in the Mekoyres from the Sugya. Let me get it's the Keseda. Le'ikar Aloche, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Seif Aleph. Mayim Achroinim Choyvo. Mayim Achroinim Choyvo. So the Mishnah Berurah has two reasons. The hands are dirty. And even if the hands are clean, it's Melach Zdoimis. Aye, the Shulchan Aruch brings down later, Yeshim Reagim Shaloi Litoi, Al Pi Teisves. Zog the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Demogen Avrom, Over Al Pi Kabole, Avada, you have to wash Mayim Achroinim, even Bizman Hazeh. What is the Mekor of the Kabole? Lo Megein Duch the Kabole. The Zohar HaChodosh in Rus. Zog the Zohar HaChodosh, Mayim Achroinim Choyvo. What is the pshat choyvo? Samad Noloshin. Sula Nisi Yom Arvi choyvo? Tfilin choyvo? Mayim achroinim choyvo? Zog dezei al choyvo? Mekabel oiso mishu choyvo. The mayim achroinim go to the sitre achre. Every person, the sitre achre comes after him, after the meal, to take him away. If you pour the water, like this, the chitzayim and the klippers don't touch you. So mayim achroinim choyvo to the choyvo. The kafachayim brings down the zeh achenu asfardim amakpid on them before you wash the mayim achroinim to say mayim achroinim chova. Zeh with the asfardim the very makpid on it. Before you wash mayim achroinim you say mayim achroinim choyvo. And it says it helps for two halachas. First, like this, every time you say divrei Torah in the suda, just like the kafachayim. And zweitens, it's connected to Sitra Achre. Be'etzim al pikabola, it says to say different zachen. Yigar b'cho Hashem asotin, but it says not to say it because we're small people, and if we start open the Sitra Achre, we could carry nezek. But the kafachayim says, and azay achayim asfarim say, mayim achonim chova. You see, I'm all of the, in the Torah, the makpit, and the sfarish zachen, mayim achonim chova. But it's good zachen. The Rishayim is a sefer shut min ha-shomayim. He asked Shailas min ha-shomayim. And they told him, Mayim ha-rishayim v'achroinim dolor shebekdushehu v'ha-meikil bohem mekilim lo-yomo v'shnoisof. Baruch ha-shulchan brings it down the under in Nusach, mekilim lo-yom v'shnoisof. Less money. Or a less life, or a less money, if you're not makbid al mayim ha-choinim. The Sefer Kav Yosho, the Kadmoinim, Ro'isi sha'oilo mekilim b'ze, v'hem mischayim b'mashom. Yimchuyim nitzef, Raz Azach. What is the machir that you mechuyev misa if you don't wash mayim achroinim? It's a gemara in Yuma. The gemara in Yuma pegimel, and it's a medrash rabbe in chumash bamidbor parsha chof. The gemara zok tamaisa. The gemara zok mayim achroinim holdu es hanefesh. The mayim achroinim killed the person. So the gemara was a maisa with a yid that he ate adoshim. See, later we'll see some halachas from this gemara. He ate adoshim. He ate adoshim. And he didn't wash mayim achroinim. And he went down to the street. And his friend saw him. And he saw on his hands, on his mouth, he saw a shtikel adoshim. So he went up to his house and he told his wife, your husband told me that to give me the money that he has in his house, or his ring, and he gave me a siman that for lunch he ate adoshim. She said, no, how he knows we ate adoshim? She gave him it. The husband came back, he was so bekast, and he killed his wife. Mayim achroinim horgu es hanefesh. Zog de kafachayim. Fuck, mayim achroinim killed the nefesh. Yerim got so angry. What's he does? Zog de, we know that unzere gemore bavli has amkes shebe amkes shebe pnimiyas. And the gemore means to meram is dover omoik, that if you don't wash mayim achroinim, you mischayev benafsho. And thus made the gemore, mayim achroinim, hold us a nefesh. If you don't wash mayim achroinim, you mischayev meise. The gemore is not time saying a meise, he told him, I saw you ate for lunch at Doshim. He told his wife, because he didn't wash mayim achroinim. So he chapped and he ate it for lunch. So he got to the middle, his wife gave him the money. So he got angry at the wife and he killed her. Puka meise, mayim achroinim, hold us a nefesh. Zog de kafachayim. So yeah, I don't want to go into it, but it's a sefer that brings down, Shem Zalman told him that one of the reasons, we'll see later, why ladies don't wash mayim achroinim. It's no makor al pi aloche. It's not mitzvah seser she'as man groma. So why the lashon are not makbid al mayim achroinim? We'll get to it later. So they bring down, Shem Zalman said, because they were killed for mayim achroinim, so that the lashon didn't want to makabal this aloche. That's what Shem Zalman said. I didn't understand it. But we'll see. My day took the kafachai. It's the Yalkut Reuveni from one of the Rishonim. The Yalkut Reuveni thought why Eod got all of his Yisurim, because he was not makbid on Mayim Achroinim. Zeshet in Yalkut Reuveni. The Peleyoet thought was like Taisus, Bezman Azel, the Melach Sdomis is not Mesames Eenayim. Zok the Peleyoetz, Afal Pi She'enu Mesames Eenayim, Mesames HaSeichel. Maybe we don't see that it makes you blind, but if you don't wash Mayim Achroinim, the Melach Sdomis is Mesames HaSeichel Ves HaNefesh. He says, Ve'ro'isi Bnei Adam, that Shabbos, when they sit with a choshev meal, they wash mayim achroinim. But when they eat stam, a supper, or something, they don't wash mayim achroinim. Ovom hu beyodom. Ovom hu beyodom. Even one of the sons of the Gnei Ador that was nifter told me today that his father, only on Shabbos, was the only one who washed mayim achroinim. When he ate during the week, he didn't wash mayim achroinim. So let me gain itzter habisul to gain duch the aloches of mayim achroinim. Maybe I'll bring one more gemara just to help start what is mayim achroinim. Then you have to know how to wash mayim achroinim. We'll see. Stam some drops igolnish. We have to learn what is mayim achroinim. Some mentioned mayim as if washing mayim achroinim and the vado is chayav benafsho. But we'll see one more gemara. The gemara zot in Eruvim Yud Zayin, kol ha-yeitze le-milchemes mitzvah. A mensch gets a milchemes mitzvah. Potur minatiras yodayim. Bamei dvorim amurim b'mayim rishonim. Aval mayim achroinim? Chayev. Shemayim achroinim choylo. Mayim achroinim is so stark, even in milchemes mitzvah, you can't bevater on mayim achroinim. And we saw what state in Zayah. So versteht man, we need the soldiers to wash mayim achroinim. We don't need the soldiers to be chayiv misa b'shasot n'mekatre. This is the choymer of mayim achroinim. Now, al pi aloche, mayim achroinim is choyvo, say ba'anoshim, say ba'anoshim. There's no difference. And a lot of people that just learned Shulchan Aruch, they don't have a mesora. You see, by them, Taka, Saiba and Noshim, Saiba and Noshim, wash my machoim. Because when you open the aloha, there's no difference. And when we call the coin, was a minig if the lady is not to wash my machoim. The shadow for where this minig comes. So, Aravosner and Shevet Alevi Chelek Dalet and Shubas Vanogas, they say, that Val Mi'ikar Ha'alocha, Teitzu says that Bezman HaZeh Yudat Mechuyiv to wash Mayim Achroinim. Lema'isa Klai Yisrael will mekabel on himself to wash. Ve'oid al Pikabole Avari you have to wash. Noshim don't do Zachen al Pikabole. Ve'oid, Noshim eat meat. Zeh Nemei Yuchtzir Zogt. Most Noshim don't eat with their hands. The male, they don't have a problem with Zuhama. This is Mitzad Echot. Mitzad Sheini, in Tshubis Salmas Chai, from Yisif Chaim Zonenfeld, he says, Avad and Noshim also have to wash. But you have to know what it means. Because, as a post for him, I don't want to say their names, I saw them today, they bring down from my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that ladies have to wash mayim achroinim. I couldn't believe it. I called his daughters. They told me, our father, by us, never ladies wash mayim achroinim. We never wash mayim achroinim in our life. I want to speak to them themselves. I have to say mechila. I have to say a shir today. I want to know if you talked. I told you I'm about to wash mayim achroinim. Never. So we made up Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his house. I'm on a pimpina, gishrim, lemaisa, besvare, mosh, lemaisa, the ladies didn't wash. And I say, Chivay and Asach, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's wife never washed. And now I found out by a lot, mach mishtais, by a lot of choshu the ladies, girls of choshu the tamid chachomim, the anoge is given out to wash. Some poskim, Rav Rabinovich, and more people, they tell me that if their hands are very dirty, l'chur for sure they have to wash mayim achroinim. L'chur is a mokim taken. So now we know l'chur have to wash mayim achroinim. The ladies, we have minhag, we do what Rabbi Seili told us, the men wash, the ladies don't wash. But we wash, till we have to wash mayim achroinim. And Shulchan Aruch state, at Saif Perek Sheini Shel Etzbos, every person has three brokim in his fingers. The top one, the middle one, is the one that connects the finger to the hand. And the four fingers. And the tummy only has one. So in all the Etzbos, at the Shulchan Aruch state, Mayim Achroinim is at Saif Perek Sheini. Lo Milein de Loshon Mishne Brure. V'ra'alai ha'maise, and in the thumb to the middle one. This is the Iker ha'alochem. But we'll see what you have to do. V'ra'alai ha'maise, sh'ro'isi ha'noshim, chlein de loshem ish'nebure. De'enomeznim kim eze tipi mayim al roshe yitzbo'es, ad asher afilo atzeit perek rishin eine magas. V'lefe'omim yetzim benegia be'alme be'yamayim. ויודעים נשאים מזוהמס ובאמס מן הדין צריך ליטל הסייף שני קשרי אצבעס זאת אם ישתברו הרע אולי המייסה that some people wash my own אחרינים only a little bit כמה טיפים so you have to wash till the סייף פרק שני that's a girl that you have to wash till the end of the fingers when the fingers connect to the hand. This is Das Agro, the Mishnah Berurah is Das Agro. and the mekubolim are very makbid on tikabole to wash mayim achronim till the end of the fingers, till where the fingers connect with the hands. Now also you have to wash both hands. It's not enough to wash one hand and then to touch the other hand. You have to wash both hands. They say it's not locher. You have to, it has to be a shvichra al shtei yodov. Now, maybe in a minute, well, may Asher a shtickel the mimic, we say mushtek na loche. What we see are more, you know, choshe v'yidin that make us a drop, oh, you know, so that they put up as two drops, and the yoytze, the mayim achayim choyva with it. Maybe Barak will shtickel melamed schus from where that mimic came. Again, but the unzerich of its chayim, paskins, la aloche, you have to wash at soif kishre, its boss, or the whole fingers. How much water you have to wash for mayim achronim? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a shiur. And Maaseh Rav states from the Gaon that you have to wash a revis. The Reb Chazanish said, the Gaon said what state in Maaseh Rav. But what is mekubal that even if you want to be makpid to the Bira Gro, it doesn't mean that you have to pour a revis on your hand from the kli that you're pouring to have a revis in that kli. To have a revis in the kli that you're pouring for. Could be a couple of people in itself. Now, the chidor state of a not to wash extra mayim achronim. Dainu, while mayim achronim have ruach tuma, so only to wash what you need, not to make, not to take a whole big shisel and to put on your head. You're making too much mayim achronim. And he says, the mashal, if someone's hands are very dirty, so first to wash them, then to eat something, or at least to have a kavon and not to be yotze mayim achronim, and then to put a little bit of mayim achronim, not to make a big mayim achronim. Because we don't want a lot of ruach atuma. So some people say from this the mekor of that shita came. That shita hold that me'ikar ikar adin is enough to wash a little mayim achronim. You're right, the Mishnah Berurah says to wash the whole fingers. But me'ikar adin, but the end of gadol, you could be yotzei a little bit. So why this man has me'ikar adin, you don't have to wash mayim achronim. So why is Stam to be now the Ruach HaTumah? Yeah. I'm also going to ask the Pshat why they do a little bit. They're doing a Zecher to Mayim Achroinim. Zecher, they don't want that people will forget the Din of Mayim Achroinim. So they dream some drops. They're not planning to be Yoytzei Mayim Achroinim. They hold that these rabbonim, these gvorim, gipaskin, that mayim achronim is mayazeh is not chayuv. Like the mashim. Just the one to make it is a zecher to mayim achronim, so a zecher they put couple drops. Some people in the yashiv, again, it's not about one sheet is because they hold that while with the evid you could be yotzei a little bit the choshesh to be marbe tumeh, other because they hold that it's only a zecher to mayim achronim. And others are, this is more mistaken, that the Avona is like this. Me'ikar adin, they hold, you don't have to do mayim achronim today. Because the hands are clean, we eat with forks, we don't eat with a hand, there's no melach nermis. Or there is a takonas chazal, of mayim achronim, to be yotzei to the takonas, with a drop is enough. Although again, that we have the Mishnah Berurah and the Gaon, the Ikar Halachos, mayim achronim, at Pikabole, you have to wash till the end of the fingers, or at least till safe kesher sheni shel etzbos. Now, the shayla if you have to wipe your hands after mayim achronim or not. The Shulchan Aruch state in Seif Ches, in Kuf Pei Aleph, Seif Ches, state in Shulchan Aruch, yesh oimrim shemayim achronim einon tzrichim nigu. Velarambam מנגב ואחר כך מבורך. זאת במשנה ברורה, ורוי לנגב. וראוי לנגב. מכל מקום, לכתחיל היטב לנגב לא תסידי כולו. זאת אומרת, משתבור עצנת מהעקב בדיאבת, אבל לכתחיל יהפת בי מנגב די ידיים. I'm a super guy, I know how pshit is, if you have to menage with dafka and a towel, or if you do like this and like this till it wipes, it's also enough. So I couldn't find a pshit is. Again, it's not me'ake b'liyevet, but it's like a tchila to wipe it. Now, the Ben Ishchai and the Kafachayim say, and this is very negeh, to Yuchis Mayim Achroinim, not to take the hands when they're wet and to wipe them out, the beard. Is Ruach Tum in the water, you're putting it near your mouth? As they stayed in Kaf HaChaim and Ben Ishchai. Aber le meise, our minig, my minig, I don't know, everyone's minig, our minig, when I say the Ksav Sefer, when I say it's minig Lubavitch, that when we, after Mayim Achroinim, you wipe your mouth a little bit with the wet hands. The Moker is Rashi Beyume Pegimel. Rashi is Zog Pegimel. This person that ate the Adoshin, so Rashi, his mouth was dirty. The Derech HaMotlim, after they washed their hands, they wiped the mouth with the wet hands. So the whole Takon of Mayim Achroinim, Hongo Sanefesh, that was full on his mouth, and he didn't take the Mayim Achroinim and he washed off his mouth. So maybe while we have the Ksav Sefer, Minag Lubavitch, Minag Biyale, and Lemaise Meot Arashi. So I'm saying, everyone has to do his Minag. If someone doesn't have a Minag, I don't know what to do. But our Minag is that you wipe your mouth a little bit with the head. Now here again, we'll say the Aloche, maybe we'll Miyashev, a modern Minag that we see a lot of places. To where you wash the Mayim Achroinim? Shechonor Shteit, Meitlim Lekli Ve'osur Litel Al Ha'oretz. You're not allowed to wash Mayim Achroinim on the floor. Why? Because when you wash it on the floor, it's Ruach Tumah in the water. So what if it's Ruach Tumah? So there's two reasons. One reason, we're scared that people will step on it. Another reason, if you pour it to Toch HaKeli, there's no Ruach HaTumah. Okay, but we're basking the Ikar HaLoche, the reason we're not allowed to wash Mayim Achroinim on the floor, is because it's a Ruach HaTumah, and it's mazik people that step on it. So, step on the Mayim Achroinim, it's mazik. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, ובמוקרים שאין עוברים שם, a place that people don't pass, you're allowed to wash Mayim Achroinim. The main way, you're allowed to wash Mayim Achroinim under the table. Because people don't walk there. And even that sometimes people move away the table, till then it will dry. And then look at the Mishnah Berurah. Aber al pi the gro is makpid dafka to wash inter keli. Not to wash under the table. Because he says when you wash on the floor, it's more ruach atuma. When you wash in the keli, it's less Ruach HaTumah. Now a lot of people know, but a lot of Chassidim, everyone is makpid to wash under the table. They take it and they put it under the table. You give them a keli, they take the Mayim Achroinim. Okay, some of them, taken or not, they only wash a couple drops. This is their minute. So there's not such a problem. Anyway, it doesn't get to the floor. But the people that wash, but was a meaning to wash under the table by the Chassidim. Even a couple drops. And the Shaila, why? Say that the Chofetz Chaim says you're allowed to. But not everything you're allowed to, you have to do. Why not to wash in a keli? Why not to wash in a keli? So I'll tell you in a second, again, a Moke, Aramol, Fayohan, I looked at it like, Stenisht. Wash in a keli, no problems. Was zu machen da unter der Tisch? Was zu machen da unter der Tisch? But I think our Mirash, there were two more halachas that we will learn. Steht in Sforim, to be makpid to wash Mayim Achroinim, dafka if you have like a special mayim achroinim dish, normally it comes like in silver, or you have chad pehmi, I don't know, like these plastic things that you throw in the garbage. When you wash mayim achroinim, to be mikpi to wash all of these silver things, all of the chad pehmi, but not to wash into dishes. Why? It says in Sefer Amudei Kesef, the Amudei Kesef was Mechaber, the Bal Zer Zohov. He's the Goyes Zer Zohov, Al-Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I will read you the Lashon. Tzorech Leizor Leyachet Kli Lemayim Achroinim. Ki Roin Vachulshes. But most of the time that people are weak in our days is She'eino Nizorim, and they wash Mayim Achroinim or Negevasser in the morning into a dish that we eat and you drink. And even if you rinse the dish later, Loi Mehani, the Rochatum is safe in the dish. Lochen Izor Lehochin Keili Meyuchodim V'toivloi. And the Lashon from the Shomer Emunim is Ukimat Em Leitikun Derechitze. So it's not stam that Klal Yisrael had this nice dish for Mayim Achroinim. In our days it's Chad Pehmi, so it's not such a Afkamin, it's only Zekeli Vanvei. They had disposable paper zachen, paper dishes. Of a bowl, so I think this was the market from the Anshi Meiser, they didn't want to wash inside dishes. You have guests. They don't get Mayim Achroinim. They take up a dish and they cover it. We don't want to wash in dishes.
Why that's so
right? No, this is a Keli Vanvera. I'm just going to say, why do we wash it? Someone asked me, I don't know, if someone already has a dish that he used for Mayim Achroinim, like a tchil not to use it now for eating, chveis nish. That's Vesach Now, the Kafachayim brings down a minig that this minig was very accepted in Klal Yisrael. No one knows why, but was very accepted to take off the Mayim Achroinim from the table b'shas benching. The Mishneh Berurah b'Saloch is not mentioned. But the Moker is a Kafachayim b'shem Ma'arach Falache, and it brings down to take it off. Because it's a Ruach Roa underwater. So what if it's a Ruach Ro? The most in the morning, the Negev Aser also has Ruach Ro. So is the Indian like a Tchila not to say Broches when you have a Ruach Ro? Yeah, but then it's not so posh. Even if you put it on the side, later the Ruach Ro is around. But it's mashma that the main reason is because the table is Kodesh. Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. State in Shulchan Aruch that b'shas benching the empty dirty dishes you take off from the table. So for sure the Mayim Achroinim that has the Ruach HaTumeh, you have to take it off from the table. As I state in Kafachat, Gikum the Stipler, and again it's before the Stipler, but what we have written down, and the Stipler said it's enough to cover it. It's enough to cover it. Now, some people cover it, and some people don't want to cover it, and they take it off the table. And I'll explain the two minhagim. The Steiner said it's enough to cover it. If you cover the whole matzev, it's for sure good. But emotionally, in the Mayim Achroinim dishes, the water goes inside, and you put it on top. But the dish stays on the table. Some people say the dish of the Mayim Achroinim you have to take off. The Steiner covered the whole dish. But this is minhagim. Avdei mechkem izogim. Lemaisa the minig was niskabel that if you cover the mayim achroinim, it's enough. If we don't see the mayim achroinim, it's enough. Now, from what you wash mayim achroinim? Shulchan Aruch said you could wash mayim achroinim with everything, with Pepsi, with orange juice. Everything is kosher for mayim achroinim. Doesn't have to be dafka water. Zog di Mishneh Berurah. V'shem ha-primegodim, but only if you don't have water. If you have water, to use water. If you look inside the primegodim, state why? Because it's bizli eichli. Not because mayim achroinim needs better water. Meir zog the piske tshuvas, yeah, this one of his big shtiklach, it's a lot of rayas, that the din of bizli eichli is always time to take drinks. Aber lo mezogim, if you have a leftover drink in a cup, in the end of the meal, you take it to the kitchen and you pour it down the sink. Lekatchil has no busy mashkim in it. So lekatchil you're allowed to wash mayim achroinim with it. Again, why I'm saying this, nafkemin el aloche. Now that you know the aloche is a mayim achroinim, you'll be makpid on mayim achroinim. You're starting in a chasna, you're starting to bench. If you're wrong to get mayim achroinim, you will lose benching. Wash. Wash with oranges. Wash with the juice. That doesn't make a difference.
What?
Aber ich weiß, das ist genug Nikias. Sie da andere sagen, der Lekatchile ist ja ein Inhalt von Wasser. Sie da, es hat die Kabbalah, could be an Inhalt Lekatchile to have water. So I'm not saying, for sure Lekatchile to bring water. Lass wir gehen weiter. As another halacha, and here we've been asked by another halacha that I saw some people don't know in some houses, and again, they're nichshol in it. Is the idea not to be mafsik in between mayim achroinim and birkas hamazon. Teichev le-netil le-brocho. This is the makor for the minag that you bring the mayim achroinim to the table and you don't make the oilam to go to the kitchen to wash mayim achroinim. It's not stam. Because we don't want to have a hefsek in between the mayim achroinim and the seud. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, what? Wait, is this? He's asking for Mamoitzi. Why in Mamoitzi we don't bring the water? First, we could. Pesach, they bring the water, I think. But there's two reasons. First, Mamoitzi is not so chomo, legabi teichef. Second of all, it's not so easy. It's a ganze meise. So they will bring you the water, and then, they have to take it back to the kitchen. And right there you have to wait. Well, we didn't get nothing. They bring the water, then all the ladies go to the kitchen, cook, and a Pesach was cooked. When they bring the water to the table. Mayim achroinim, they bring water to the dish, everyone masks mayim achroinim, and you wash me up. And I'm going to say, it's not practical. Now, the Mishnah Berurah holds, lekatchile, this is in Simul Kufa in Tess, not to talk in between mayim achroinim and benching. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not allowed to talk even one or two words. Not allowed to talk garnish in between mayim achroinim. If you talk, the Mishnah Berurah holds you have to wash mayim achroinim again. The Shulchan Aruch Harav learns one or two words you're allowed to. If someone asks you a question, you're allowed to say yes or no. You're not allowed to schmooze in between mayim achroinim and amoitzi. Although we have the psakim Mishnah Berurah, al pi Magen Avraham, it's a still Magen Avraham, aber shitas the Mishnah Berurah is you're not allowed to talk even a word or two in between mayim achroinim and amoitzi. And birkas hamazon. Now here is an interesante halacha that you have to know. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, if someone is very, he washed mayim achroinim, and now they bring a nice dessert that he wants to eat. What he does? He washed mayim achroinim, and they bring a nice dessert. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, make a broche, and eat the dessert, and then wash mayim achroinim again. It's not so like a tchile. We can say machzad, like the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so like a tchile, but you can do it. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, but what if you wash mayim achroinim and the oil started to shmuz, the first to shmuz, and you want to answer someone, you're not allowed to answer him. Again, if you answer him, you have to wash mayim achroinim again. But you're not allowed to do it. So the interesante Mishnah Berurah. Here the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between mayim achroinim and amoitz, and birkas hamazon. If a good piece of food came, and you want to eat it, not so like a tchila, but then the Mishnah Berurah, you know what, make a bracha, and then wash mayim achroinim again. But if you make mayim achroinim, you're not allowed to shmuz. You want to tell epis to someone, you're not allowed. If you chas v'shalom, you are either on the Easter and you talk, or you forgot shir ha'malas, but also you sang shir ha'malas, wash mayim achroinim again. But not to do it. Yes. If you master to the food, you're allowed to talk already. So it's a good answer. If you want to talk, eat something. Ganz fine? Ganz fine? If you want to, eat it now. What is the longest? So the achroinim are very miskashe. But when you learn the inyanim, if case of mevorchim, it's mevorot in the sugya, that the difference is like this. Because no one understands Be'etzim Pshat in the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah, you're not allowed to talk, and if you talk, you have to wash again. What do you mean you have to wash again? It's not Mayim Achroinim. Your hands are clean already. The Melech Zdeim is on the way. Their hands are clean. Vos pas nocham al Mayim Achroinim. This is the Pshat. The Mele, Zot the Mishneh Berurah say, if you eat again, so Be'etzim you become dirty again. So you mischay the dam in the mayim achroinim. Mashe engel, if you talk, the answer, the second mayim achroinim is a very big deal with the mayim achroinim. It's not so possible that you will manage to make a loss of mayim achroinim. It's an issue to be mafsik in between mayim achroinim and benching. So if you ate, so you're eating again, so now, enech nami you mafsik, but you will have a new mayim achroinim, and the second mayim achroinim will be ליד ברכס המזון. מה שאין כן, if you will talk, the second מים אחרונים will not be ליד הבנצ'ים. בדיעבד למעשה, if you talk, זה משנה ברורה, אבל we have to know that what helps the new מים אחרונים. אבל we have to do a lot of מים אחרונים. אבל ואנס השבח עם מים אחרונים, ואנס השבח עם מים אחרונים, מלך, התחיל הזאת במשנה ברורה, not to talk. דוסיס לחורה, וסקום תאיס להלוכה. אני לא, סדור כהילס, דמונה עצמו משמעת מדי מים אחרונים, אבל זאת, אם קו יושר שטייט, זה הסגול אלה השירס.